And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday.
Expository Thursday.
So we work together to know the letter better. Into the narrative of the Book of Acts, we travel to understand what things the Lord requires of us. As we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives, first as we proceed to chapter 22:13, we encounter a man named Ananias. He approaches Paul at the command of God. It's noteworthy that Ananias is not enthusiastic about coming to Paul. He was concerned that it might pose a grave danger for his own life. Nevertheless, God's plans supersede human fears. Next, Ananias reluctantly utters the first words to Paul. Brother Paul. Now take a moment, please, to contemplate how God perceives our relationships with one another. Despite being perceived as an enemy of the gospel, God intervened, prompting his servant to pray over Saul, who was Saul at that point. And now his former adversary has become his brother. Wow. Finally, Ananias emphasizes the urgency by saying, why delay? In other words, let's act promptly. He instructs Paul to get baptized and have his sins washed away by calling on the name of the Lord. While baptism symbolically connects to the washing away of the sin, it's the act of calling on the name of the Lord that holds the key to salvation, as declared three times in Romans 10:13, Joel 2:32, and Acts 2:21. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Remember, it's not professional radio. How much is it not professional radio? While I was doing my introduction, my wife texted me. That's how much not professional radio it is. But here's what we're saying. She forgot. That's right. Even my own wife forgets during my intro. Here it is. We're asking what you think. That's right. I told on her. We're asking what you think. You can email me, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us. Live, right now. I don't care if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, Dallas, Detroit, that's okay. If you're on the moon, I want to know how you got reception. Bottom line, you can text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. But I'm warning you. When you make that call, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and creatures of all ages and sizes, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is the same feeling you get when you know you're genuinely being appreciated.
Aww. Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you. Boy, they need to call in because talking to you, they get all these little benefits and stuff like that, all these wonderful
things.
Well,
I don't know. Now you gave them a warning about calling,
in. That's true. That's an excellent point.
They might
not
want to call in now.
Yeah, that's a good point. I got to say, I got to give you that one. All right, so what's the deal? The deal is simply this. Hebrews 10:25, encourage one another as you see the day of Christ getting closer. The deal is we support hundreds of different radio ministries, not every single one, but a great majority of them, because they're phenomenal. We support all the ones that are on this station. Why? Because they're phenomenal. They really are. They have a different take, a different slant, so that's awesome. We want you to participate and be blessed by them. That's the goal. In the meantime, our show is geared towards encouraging and just in the middle of the day, just a little bit of a pat on the back and just a little, hey, don't forget where it all starts and where it all ends kind of attitude. And so we want to strengthen one another and bless one another and encourage one another. That's what we live for. So to that end, if you've got a prayer request, don't hesitate to reach out. We'll pray for you. Are we perfect at this? No. Do you know how to ask perfectly for a prayer request? No. But do you know how to ask? Yes. And do we know how to pray? Yes. So we'll take our faith and put it with yours and everybody else's who's listening, combine it and lift it up before the Lord. At the same time, you might have a praise report. Praise reports are so cool, but they're cool because a person gets to share. They not only honor the Lord, which is like, how cool is that? They also reinforce for the person sharing, but they also bless people who hear. So it's kind of like a giving on all accounts. Additionally, we do goofy stuff. We do history. We are going to do jokes today. I can tell you that right now. They're not even funny. Doesn't matter. Still doing them. Plus, we also do Bible trivia. Bible trivia, because we want to keep all of us deeply connected to the Word of God, deeply connected to the plumb line which the Lord has established. Remember, God created the universe. The dude can write a book. Thank you. Here is your trivia question. According to Paul, who was his partner and fellow worker? Was it Demas, H&R Block, or Titus? Demas, H&R Block, or Titus? Your answer is in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 23. According to Paul, who was his partner and fellow worker? Was it Demas, H&R Block, or Titus? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us. Again, 2 Corinthians 8, 23. You can reach out to us at 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to do our DNA. D stands for Draw Closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily.
That's me singing that.
Sounded great.
Yeah. That's why we have filters all over the place. Daily. You just spend time with the Lord daily. It doesn't matter. This radio show's great. It's fun to listen to. This is not you spending time with the Lord. Spending time in fellowship, got a limited appeal on that end, but you need to spend direct time between you and the Lord. It can be in prayer. It can be in the Word. It could be both. It should be both. It could just be meditative. It could be in worship. You can go into a room, put on a worship tape, just worship the Lord. That's spending time with the Lord. All of that. Get that? Spend time with the Lord daily. It will change your life every day, period. Draw closer to the Lord daily, D. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Be aware that's a tactic that the enemy's been using for a long time. Trying to quench the word of God, not happening. Trying to stop people from proclaiming the word of God, not happening. When they tried to do that, by the way, in the early church, the church multiplied tenfold. So, yeah, that's not going to happen. And we're not going to let that happen. So you need to take the position of never being ashamed of Jesus or his words. He is called the Word of God, John 1:1. It's all Jesus. You understand? Luke 9:26. If you're ashamed of me and my words, then I'll be ashamed of you when I come with my Father in glory. Like, don't do that. And then A, and A is the last one. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A. And this is important because this one sets us up. Always be ready.
To serve.
Serving reflects Jesus Christ. But see, what we say is always be ready to serve. Does that mean that God's going to have you serve 24/7 in a way that you... No, probably not. What it does mean is that you always have to be ready 24/7. That's what it means. It means prepared. It means ready to respond to anything the Lord desires. It means being able to say, here am I, send me, use me, walk with me, let me partner with you. What would you like me to do? That's what it means. A, always be ready to serve. That's our DNA. A. Thank you very much. We do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Charmaine. How are you?
Hi, Charmaine. How are you?
Good.
Are you ready for the trivia question? I'll set it up for you, and then you can answer it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. According to Paul, who was his partner and fellow worker? Was it Demas, H&R Block, or Titus?
Titus.
That is correct, Amundo!
Yay!
Yeah, actually, Demas had forsaken the ministry altogether, and then H&R Block, well, I'm just not going to say anything about that. Just going to let that go right there. Okay. Excellent job!
Love your show. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And the Lord bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Excellente. That's French for excellent. I don't even know if that's
right. We could have added a fourth choice, been like Baskin Robbins or something, since you added H&R Block.
Yeah, and then not only that, but I just want to point out that Al was the first person to answer, but he purposely answered Allstate. So
this out of fifth, Ronald McDonald. Yes.
I got nothing. All right, let's get into the text. You might as well just enjoy yourself. Here we go. This is us. Isn't there a show, This Is Us? Didn't everybody get depressed when they watched that or something? Anyway, all right, let's go back to this real quickly. This is so good. I'll never be able to teach this, what this is. This is so great. So here, after Paul says, and we already talked about this, he said, I was blinded by an intense light and had to be led to Damascus by my companions. Okay, so that's verse 11 of Acts 22. Now we'll pick it up at verse 12. A man named Ananias lived there. He was a godly man in his devotion to the law, and he was well thought of by the Jews in Damascus. He came to me and stood beside me and said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very hour, I could see. So I want to point out a couple of things that is so essential. Number one, we encounter a man named Ananias. Basically, in verse 12 is when he's brought into the picture. He's a godly man, right? Here's the key component. When Ananias, in the book of Acts, in the earlier element, where they're sharing the story, this is Paul recounting his testimony. So if you go back to the actual testimony, Ananias tells the Lord, what? You want me to see who? Now, you got to really think of this with the good Jewish accent. This will really help you. What? You want me to go where? I'm going to talk to who? Don't you know this guy? Nobody likes this guy. He's such a bad guy. You want me to talk to him? Okay, maybe not quite that thick, but I think you get the idea. He was concerned for his own life. He was concerned that Saul, who was going to come, Paul, but Saul was going to kill him because Saul was killing Christians. He had quite the reputation. His reputation preceded him. And Ananias is like going, are you sure? Now, I know you guys don't think it went that way, but you're wrong. It's the same thing when the Lord tells you to do something and you're like going, what? And you're trying to work through it. And there's nothing abnormal about that. There's nothing weird about that. I'm sure it's a matter of obedience, and so we do it. But that doesn't mean that when you're doing it, you're not thinking, oh, boy, oh, boy. I mean, I just love, and I know it's not in Holy Writ, but don't deny the moment. I just love the idea of Joshua going with his army around Jericho, and then they're there, and then the armies in Jericho are getting ready, and there's Joshua and his armies, and boy, they're going to have a war. And then for 6 days before the final day, the first 6 days, all they do is march around the city. They just march around the city and talk. That's a heck of a tactic for war, isn't it? I'm just marching around the city. Please don't throw rocks at us. We're being weird. They're being obedient to the Lord, but you do what the Lord tells you, whether you think it's brilliant or not, is really doesn't have anything to do with it. And so Ananias, he's not enthusiastic about coming to see Saul, and that's specifically what their scripture says. But here's the key, and this is something you and I have to recognize. God's plans supersede human fears. There's nothing I have to do to defend that. The plan of God is more important to be obeyed than the concern of our personal fears in the process. And that's an important element for you and I to grasp. If the Lord tells you to do it, and you know it's the Lord, and he'll never tell you anything contrary to his word. If you know so, and he says you do it. Even if you're like going, oh. Don't do anything because a church tries to guilt you or a ministry tries to guilt you. Do it because the Lord tells you to do it. And remember, your fear does not negate your requirement for obedience. That's fair. That's a right thing. All right, we'll take our break and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. What happens when he stops following Christ? You stop following him. And what about 2 Corinthians 2:14? Not that we rule over your faith, Paul said. What? Not that we rule over your faith. So this whole notion that there's this authority structure and that people have to obey, because if they don't obey in every nuance, they're going to be, you know, zapped or whatever. Ours was better. You know what our story was? Ken told the story about past congregations he had, how about people who disobeyed him and spoke evil about them, and how God killed them. That's what he told us. In fact, it was true that somebody out of the 110 people out of his three previous churches, we'll just leave that there. One person did die. Wow, one out of 110. They picked up a hitchhiker on their way to Flagstaff, Arizona. Hey, I pastored in Flagstaff. And the hitchhiker ended up killing the guy because the guy was a mental case. But Ken used that after his church was closed 15 years later, saying, see? What? But we were too dumb to know. So now you have the same guy that told us how to attack a Christian leader, telling us we can no longer attack Christian leaders unless he, the anointed of God, gives us permission. He's in charge, and we can't challenge him or question him. And, oh, by the way, if we talk about the anointed or touch the prophets of God, God will kill us, and he's him. So he's the one of the anointed, so we can't touch him. Even though none of that is scriptural, none of that is right, and all of that is wackadoodle.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question, and a good one it is. Okay, I'm going to give you the question, the reference, the options. You must think this through. Among the seven churches in the book of Revelation that were in Asia, which one was mentioned in a positive sense for its perseverance? Was it Smyrna, Sardis, or Ephesus? Your answer is in Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Which one was mentioned or acknowledged for its perseverance? Your answer is in Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Okay? That is your opportunity. Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Which church, Smyrna, Sardis, or Ephesus, was mentioned for its perseverance? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay? Okay. Okay? Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. So, I do have a few jokes that you're going to have to hear. That's right. Jokes. Are they brilliant? No. Are they funny? Maybe. Kind of. All right. You ready? I got three of them. Two are very short, and one is pretty short. I'm kind of giving you everything I can on that one, okay? What do you want for? What do you want? Do you want the shortest one or the longest one first? I'm going to let Jacob choose.
Let's go with the long one first.
Okay, here's the first long one. Here we go. I see our neighbors have returned our grill, the wife commented. They had it for 8 months. I was afraid that if they moved, they would take it with them by mistake. That was our grill, shouted the husband. I just paid $20 for it at their yard sale. Okay. Okay. A teenager was telling her father about her new boyfriend. He sounds very nice, said the father. Does he have any money? You men are all alike, she said. He asked the same thing about you.
Hey, 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 hey.
All right, that is funny. I don't care what you say. And then how many items can you put in an empty grocery bag? How many? One. After that, the bag isn't empty anymore.
Hey, 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 hey,
that's right. I got him. I got him. All right, that was a good one. All right.
That might have been the first time that you've gotten multiple applauses.
I know. You're getting soft in your old age. That's all I'm going to say. Your trivia question. The churches in the seven churches in Revelation. Now, I want you to think about this because I say this to you all the time. Which church was mentioned for its perseverance? Not that they didn't do anything wrong or anything like that, but they were just mentioned, hey, you guys really good at persevering. What church is that? Your reference, Revelation 2, 1 through 3. That should tell you what church it is. Smyrna, Sardis, or Ephesus? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Here comes legendary. I just love all this teaching, this stuff in Acts right here. Oh, I just love this. If I get past these couple words, it'll be amazing. All right, so we just finished. A man named Ananias lived here. He was a godly man, his devotion to the law, and he was well thought of by the Jews of Damascus. He came by me and stood by me and said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very hour, I could see him. I have to do this. It's so important. Ananias, of course, was reluctant in the whole process. But what are the first words that he uses? Okay. Now, I had this conversation with my in-law so that he can understand. They didn't quite understand how people could call one another brother or sister or brother or sister. Right here in the text, Ananias, who'd never met Paul, God told Ananias, look, go pray for him. You know, he's saved now, da-da-da-da-da. And what's the first thing he says? He says, Brother Saul. Calls him brother. Now, I know some of you are not familiar with that lingo, but that lingo is in the Bible, and it's one of the things that I really enjoy about the Pentecostal side of things is they're a little quicker to say, Brother Dave, right? Sister Noel. I like that. I think that's very telling, very important. It's also important for us to understand and to contemplate how God perceives our relationships with one another. This is the Lord pouring this into Ananias. Ananias is going, Brother Saul, Brother Saul. So even though this guy was perceived as an enemy because God intervened and prompted Ananias to pray over Saul, now this former adversary becomes a brother. You think, well, how can that be just in that one spot? It happened for him. And that's an important element. The other thing I want to say about this, and this will get some people riled up. It's okay. I just going to say what I'm going to say, and you can receive it or not receive it. But this is what the Holy Spirit writes through Luke. He says, he came to me, he stood by me, and he said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. At that very hour, I could see him. So here I have a slight disagreement with several brilliant, phenomenal, excellent brothers and sisters who think that Paul's thorn in the flesh had to do with his eyes because he was blind and then he was healed. I disagree. I'll tell you why I disagree, because Ananias prayed for him and he was healed. God doesn't heal partially. So that's a partial healing. And so when Paul says, if you could, you would have given me your eyes, that was a common statement to communicate to somebody, because your eyes and your hands were always thought of as the most significant parts of your body. That was a common statement to communicate the depth of a person committed. Like, if you could have, you would have given me your own eyes. That had been the most drastic thing possible. That's a poetic statement, not a statement back towards his eyes being healed. Otherwise, Jesus did a lousy job healing. I don't buy it. I just don't buy it. I just don't see that that's what happened. Here's what happened. Ananias comes in. He says, Brother Saul, receive your sight. At that very hour, I could see him. That's it. He was healed. God doesn't heal partly. It's like him saving partly. Well, he saved me partly. That's like being partly pregnant. That doesn't work.
I'm partly pregnant. Sure.
Here's the bottom line to that process, and I want to make sure you get it. This guy who was an enemy, Saul, is now brother by blood to Ananias. That's kind of our, I don't want to say it's our shtick, but that's our thing here. I don't care what your denomination, you know, I disagree with a lot of, I have three separate ordinations. I could have had five, but that's not the point. I had three. I wouldn't pay on the fourth one. I just want to say that. They want you to pay. It's like, no, I'm not paying. All right, so anyway, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, it doesn't matter what your background is. You know I disagree with myself from time to time. You disagree with yourself from time to time. Not everything in every denomination is perfect. Come on, let that alone. None of that has anything to do with being united as brothers and sisters in Christ. None of that. There are certain things that are absolute in the scriptural doctrinal positions. In the essentials, there is unity. In the non-essentials, there is liberty. It's like there's a freedom there. But in all things, there is charity. That's just right. There's nothing weird about that. That's just the right attitude to have. Okay? Okay. All right, back to the trivia question. Among the seven churches in Asia, which one was mentioned in Revelation for its perseverance? Was that Smyrna, Sardis, or Ephesus? And the answer is Ephesus. Revelation 2, 1 through 3, they are acknowledged for being people who persevere. But then Jesus said, I have this against you. Ooh. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
You don't know what's going to happen in 1 minute, let alone 1 hour from now. And God, who it's impossible for God to lie, has made this commitment, made this offer, made this opportunity to both you and me and all of us around. The simplicity is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that the wages of that sin, the wages falling short, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God, demonstrating his love for us, sent Jesus Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. There is nothing more important than that principle right there. The hope that is offered to believers who acknowledge and surrender to the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what's being offered. That's what gives you encouragement. That's what enables you to go on. You're going to have a lot of sorrow in this life. Job said it best, a man's days are few and full of trouble. But in the next, there is something so wonderful that even in man's mind we cannot retain it. For eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither can the heart comprehend, can't even receive the great things which God has prepared for them that love him. There's such a great thing that's coming for us, such a great place, such a wondrous place. But you got to acknowledge the invitation. You got to say yes, because if you don't say yes, you're not going to that wedding, the wedding of the Lamb. Don't be that person. Don't be that person that rejects it. Don't be that person that lives in sorrow, in grief, and in sadness. Don't be that person. Be the one that says yes, so that you can be a part of the great wedding feast, that you can be a part of the great celebration. Oh, life is much more than this 60, 70, 80, 90 years. It's eternity on the line. And if you've already said yes, rest in the comfort. Rest in that place. Rest in that goodness. That all is well. And even on this side, if it's hard, on the other side, it's glorious. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Get ready for our next trivia question. After that trivia question, we're going to send you up to the website. Now, this is a big question. We always do this. Our fourth out of our five questions is always the hardest on purpose. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a hint ahead of, or I'm going to give you a hint before you can answer that might help. Which king ignored the advice of the elders and followed the advice of his younger friends? Was it Hiram, Ahab, or Rehoboam? Remember, this king is the king after Solomon. 1 Kings 12, 8 through 13. 1 Kings 12, 8 through 13. Which king forgot the advice? Now, I'm going to send you up to the website. And the reason I'm going to send you up to the website is because there's a lot of stuff on the website, as you know. You should be aware that we are going to be adding some information about the book projects soon as they are coming to a close. I'm very excited, though, because I'm just like, I'll just be honest. So in the book, I always felt my book was like an 85, 88, you know, 89. But I like being an A student. So now both books, The Jewish Christian and Broken for His Glory, are up at the 97 percentile. I'm really very, 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 very happy. Full rewrites. Anyway, that's coming pretty soon. So also on the website is a place to give. We want you to give. If you can give, great. But also on the website is encouraging videos, audios, articles, a place to submit a prayer request, a place to submit a praise report, also a chance, if you would like to be an ambassador, where we send you different things like just the brochures or some bumper stickers. You don't have to use them in any certain amount. You don't have to get any certain amount, but if you want them, they're there, they're available, we'll send them. Check all this stuff out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Now, before I get the caller, I got to say this. This is something I read. I just could not believe this. This is how funny this is. You've heard of that the advocacy group PETA? That's People Eating Tasty Animals. Oh, okay. Wait, well, whatever it stands for. People Eating Tasty Animals. Anyway, now you know what they're mad about? Carousels that people ride on horses, like the fake horses. here's my advice. Get a life. I swear.
Out of all the things?
get a life. Okay, this person's on the ready to answer trivia questions. Send them on through. knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
I don't know. Who's this?
I don't know. Who is this? I'm not going to get excited until you tell me who you are.
Okay. This is your little brother.
Is this my little brother?
Yes.
All right, my brother, let's do the trivia first, okay?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Which king, let me finish the whole question. Which king forgot the advice of the elders and followed his younger friends? Was it Hiram, Ahab, or Rehoboam? And remember, it's the first king after Solomon.
That was David's grandson, so Rehoboam.
Sweet. Is Rehoboam?
I think our voice are breaking up.
Yeah. Did you say Rehoboam?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a good answer! Nice job. All right, you still there with us? How you doing?
Yes, I think I'm on the highway, so my voice is breaking up. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. All right, that's okay. Sometimes, you know, we know that we're going to pray for you, so you okay in general?
Yes, just keep praying for my health, like it's just the energy-wise that I will get enough energy.
Okay, I will tell you that Al said it's because you're old, but I'm not going to tell you that, okay?
Hey, watch out. Cut it
off. I thought that was hilarious. All right, Lord.
You got it, dude.
All right, brother. I love you and the Lord, bro.
We love you.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, he's so funny. I love my little brother. All right, so may you guys pray for our brother, okay? Just pray for Samson. Lord, in Jesus' name, this guy needs a bump. That's what he needs, Lord. Just ask you, just pour your spirit into him. Give him a bump. Lift him up. He's going through quite a bit. Get him past that. Give him that chance, Lord. Give him that chance to smile from ear to ear, knowing the grace of God abounds for him. We lift him up before you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, we got that. We want to make sure to take care of that. That's funny. All right, let's get to this next session. Oh, my. You think we'll do history in the last section, okay? So I just want to make sure we get it in. So after he goes, Brother Saul, receive your sight. In that very hour I could see him. Verse 14, then he told me the God of your ancestors has chosen you to know his will. And to see the righteous one and to hear him speak. You are to take the message everywhere, telling the whole world what you have seen and heard. Wow. Okay, let's just back this up, okay? Then Ananias, after he prays for him, now Paul can see. Now I'm going to say for just real simply, if you are blind, remember he was blind, he was on the road to Damascus, had to be led to Damascus, Ananias comes over, prays for him, ba-ding, he's healed, right? You're going to pay a lot of attention to what this person says. It's not weird. That's absolutely normal. Actually, that's kind of the modus operandi in the framework of Scripture. So he says, the God of our ancestors has chosen you. Can I tell you that God has chosen you? You don't have to wonder. You're part of the elect. What does that mean, you are of the elect? That means that God voted for you. That's what it means. For all the political stuff they talk about and the ups and downs, God voted for you. You're chosen. And then he says he's chosen you to know his will. God wants you to know. Remember we talked about that dynamic application principle? This is what happened to Paul, but this is applicable to us. It's in Scripture, so you can also embrace and understand. This is important. God wants you to know what he wants you to do. You got an assignment. He wants you to do the assignment. You've got a general assignment and a specific assignment. You got to know both. We know specifically the assignment. You know, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's not out of context. That's exactly what it says. So you know part of that will is being thankful for everything because God's going to work it out. So he says, look, he says, you've been chosen to know his will and to see the righteous one. So the Lord wants Paul to connect to Jesus. Guess what? God wants you to connect to Jesus. Hello? And to hear him speak. That's part of being connected, is to hear the Lord talking to you. I read again this day in Deuteronomy. You can't miss it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. God's voice, God's word, should be more important than bread. And then he says, you're to take this message to the whole world of what you've seen and heard. That's part of our call too. Take it with you. The gospel, we have the gospel of peace on our feet in the armor of God. Why? Because that's where we're supposed to take it wherever we go. It's like, oh, that is beautiful. Yeah, it really is kind of a beautiful imagery. The gospel's on your feet because wherever you go, you take the gospel with you. This is what Ananias said to Saul, and this is what God says to us through Saul. It's like, look, I chose you. I want you to know my will. I want you to see and connect to Jesus. I want you to hear him speak, and I want you to take that message everywhere and tell the whole world about it. Well, how do you know what it is that Jesus is saying? I don't know. If you open up Genesis 1:1 and read that to Revelation 22:21, the 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament, about 850,000 words in the King James, about 820,000 words in the NIV, you're getting close. Because it's called the Word of God. There it is. Only you're blessed. You have it in print and in electronic and in audio and all these forms. Yeah, take it with you. Why? Because that's what the Lord wants you to do. That's part of it. That's what I love about the Word. Just take your time, dive in, have a good time. Get the meat that's in there. This is what the Lord wants of us. He chose us. He wants us to know his will. He wants us to connect to Jesus. He wants us to hear what Jesus has to say. And he wants us to take that message. Got it. How do you know that's Jesus? Because he says the God of our ancestors. That's the first, that's the Father. Then says to the righteous one, that's the Son. And then you share it with people by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, this stuff's good. Yeah, this is good stuff. Okay, we'll take our break here, and then we'll come back, and we'll do history plus the close. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
The David Spoon Experience.
Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you, my bro?
I'm doing good. I'm under a tree in the shade and eating chicken and dumplings.
Nice. That's nice. Good for you. You're in the shade eating chicken and dumplings. I like it. All right. I gave this clue, and I think some people might have not quite caught it, so I'm hoping you did. Which king said, as I was lying in my bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me?
Are you looking for Nebuchadnezzar?
That is correct, sir! Yes, sir! Remember, now the reason that I gave the moo sound is because he was driven and he ate with the cattle, and so I just gave the moo.
Yeah, that was quite an experience for the man to be a king and then have to eat and be like a cow.
Yeah.
Well, God's got to humble us sometimes, and we just got to accept it, you know.
That's exactly right. You know, you think about that guy and you think he would have been, and even Daniel warned him, he would have been fine, except he walked out on his foray and he goes, I have built all this. It's like, yeah, that was a dumb thing to say right there. That was it. You and Elsie the cow, that's what happened right there. That was bad.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. No, I'll tell you. Well, that's good. I mean, life is full of surprises, but one thing you cannot do is be haughty in the presence of the Lord. I know that.
Amen, so, brother. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to talk to you. I encourage Gabriel to continue to rise to his profession. It'll be good.
Yep, you got it. And we'll work it all together, right. And we'll help him get there. Right? Well,
all right.
All right, brother. Love you in the Lord, bro.
Yeah, right. We love you, too. Thanks for praying for me. I appreciate that.
You got it. If Jesus, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question, plus history, plus the close on the show. Here's your trivia question. Speaking of Nebuchadnezzar, because that Phil was right there. What did King Nebuchadnezzar do after his understanding came back? Did he praise God? Did he die? Or did he curse the Lord? What did King Nebuchadnezzar do after his understanding came back from being a friend of Elsie the cow? Did he praise God? Did he die? Or did he curse the Lord? Your answer is in Daniel chapter 4, verse 34. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Those are your options. In the meantime, we will go to history.
Let's go live it in the past. Let's go live it in the past.
All right. Today is kite flying day. I used to fly kites. I like that, right?
Yep, me too.
It was fun. It's always fun. It is also clean out your computer day. I feel that should be every day, and you should just dump the whole thing and then just get a new computer. That's just my attitude about it. This one's rather funny. It's opera day, and I happen to be one of those kids that my parents, my dad, one of his minors in his legal profession was he was an opera singer. So my parents took us to operas.
Do you think you can sing opera?
No more Rice Krispies. We've ran out of Rice Krispies. The world has come to an end. Okay, there. That, right
You're
there.
You're killing me, Smalls.
You're welcome. That was a commercial.
Okay, that's a no.
That was a commercial long ago for Rice Krispies. The guy would do that, and then the mother-in-law comes in, and she goes, I have brought you Rice Krispies. That's so funny. Anyway, all right. Let's see. 1843, the first woman to buy life insurance. It was just like one of those bizarre, random things. Isabella Chambers of New York became the first woman to buy life insurance in the United States. Let's see, 1918, Stars and Stripes. First issue of Stars and Stripes is published. And then before they went bonkers, I'm just saying that real clearly, 2001, Disney California's Adventure Park opened up. Before Disney went bonkers. Okay, just saying.
But I've never been to Disney.
Oh, yeah, no, see.
I've been to Universal. Never did.
Okay, I'm not going to say you should go to Disney, but okay. Look at me.
Yeah, I've never cared to go.
Just wear a mustache. Oh, wait, you're there. Never mind. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, when I went to Universal last year for the first time, and it was really cool.
Yeah, you'd like it. I mean, I'm just saying, just don't agree with anything they say. Now, all right, so let's move on. Can you take a Star Wars franchise and ruin it? Yes, apparently you can. Let's go now back to the trivia question. That's right. Don't ask me about the social commentary. See, it's one thing to talk about politics. When you get into the other stuff, we start messing with my superheroes. That's a whole nother. Now we're going to a different place. Nebuchadnezzar, after his understanding came back, did he praise God? Did he die? Or did he curse the Lord? Daniel chapter 4, verse 34 was going to be where your answer is. If you think you know, where's our number? It's over here. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Here's this last portion, which is just as phenomenal as all the rest of it. So we are at verse 6. This is after Ananias says, then he told me, the God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear him speak. And you are to take this message everywhere, telling the whole world that you have seen what you've seen and heard. Verse 6. And here, verse 16. I knew I had that wrong verse. Verse 16, and how powerful this is. And now, why delay? Get up, be baptized, have your sins washed away, calling on the name of the Lord. So we'll get into the exegetical part of this, but we do have somebody who's calling in for the trivia question, so let's give them a chance to answer. Send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Gary. How are you doing?
Well, I could be doing better.
Okay.
I keep praying.
Well, and we're going to keep praying for you. We love you. You know that. So let's do the trivia question, then we're going to pray for you. Not a tough one, I don't think, for many people. What did King Nebuchadnezzar do after his understanding came back? Did he praise God, die, or curse the Lord?
He praised God.
That is correct, Mendoza. You are right. I mean, that is the thing you would do. You know what I'm saying? Your understanding comes back. It's like, okay, I get it now, right? It's like, oh, that's pretty big. That's huge. All right. Anyway, let's pray for you, my brother, and pray that the Lord will bring his healing power into you. Let's do it. Father,
okay.
Father, we come before you. I lift up my brother, and of course we pray that you would give him grace in multiple areas, because everybody needs grace in multiple areas, Lord. You even tell us in Hebrews 4:16 that we come to the throne of grace with confidence to receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. But we are also petitioning you for the power and the anointing that comes through the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit to touch his body. As we read, even in Deuteronomy chapter 6, where we read that you will take diseases away from us in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and 6, take it away from him. Just free him from it. Let him find full healing. We're not going to quit asking you. And if we have to ask you 1,000 more times, we will. We ask you to bring healing into Gary's body by the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit to bring glory unto your name. We keep praying, offering our faith. Please, Lord, move upon his body in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I'll be praying for all of you, and God bless you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. All right. Great job, my brother Gary. So let's just go to this last part. This is really good. Don't get upset if your background teaches you a little different on this. That's not a reason to get upset. Don't be weird. Verse 16 on Acts 20. Where are we? Acts 22, right? Yeah, Acts 22. It says this: "And now why delay? Get up and be baptized. Have your sins washed away, calling on the name of the Lord." Let's first understand that Ananias says, "Why delay?" In other words, hey, get to it. Pitter patter. Let's get at her. I mean, sometimes you got to get up and do it. There are some times where, and this is true, and I think most people will acknowledge this, but let's say you ever done this, you get into a shower, right? Just listen. It's a warm shower. It feels really good. And you're like, oh, I know I got to get out, but I don't want to get out because it's really nice. And you take a little extra time this time. But at some point, you got to shut the shower off and get going. And that's a reality. Like, get to it. Move. And he tells Paul, makes it very clear. And by the way, Paul does technically get healed first, and then the salvation process is explained after. I mean, I just want you to really catch that, which is, you know, nothing abnormal for the Lord. But he says, look, he goes, get up, be baptized. Stop saying baptism's not important. It's a command. Obey the commands of Jesus. Okay? That's the command. Be baptized, right? It's not even a question. Show that declaration. Make that open proclamation of your faith. And have your sins washed away by calling on the name of the Lord. It's not the water that saves you. It's the blood that saves you. But that doesn't mean the water is not important, because we're born of water and blood. But it's calling on the name of the Lord. In Joel chapter 2, verse 32, it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." In Acts chapter 2, verse 21, it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." In Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Stop saying it's this, that, this, that. Call on the name of the Lord, be saved. Why are people adding to that? If you do it in genuineness, you're going to get baptized, because that's part of the obedient command. But the truth is, calling on the name of the Lord is how you get saved. And some of you have been raised in Christian circles, and you haven't really, you know, you need to call on the name of the Lord. I don't care how many things you, I don't care how many classes you went to. I don't care if you went to private Christian school, who cares? Call on the name of the Lord. And what people need to understand is that is for salvation and situations. In Paul's case, in the beginning here, it is salvation. In other situations after that, it is still the same process. You call on the name of the Lord and be saved out of your situation. Why is that different? It's not. You don't just call on the name of the Lord once. In fact, that's really the whole point of the command. It's, you know, it's calls, C-A-L-L-S, or calling, which is the perfect present tense of continually calling. You continually call on the name of the Lord. Why is that, Dave? Because even when you're saved eternally, you're situationally, you need to be saved all the time. That's the truth. Okay. But God offers you that opportunity. Where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. Praise the Lord. Right? Okay. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Thanks a lot for all the blessing that you give me. Thanks a lot for all the ways that you have cared.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.